Have you ever wondered what it's like to bite into Nerds gummy clusters? They're fruity. They're tangy. They're gummy. And they're crunchy. Nerds gummy clusters, a union of fruity sweet gummy and tangy crunchy nerds. Unleash your senses. Shop now at nerdscandy.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
This is Jay Scott from The Hook Rocks, and you're listening to the Shout It Out Loudcast, the ultimate KISS podcast. All the information you need. You got the passion, you got the discussion, and you got Tom and Zeus. Check them out.
That's right, people. We're back with another episode of Dorm Damage, the show where anything and everything is on the table and the table gets smashed. This week, we're talking about hot chicks. And we're not talking about the lady that delivers your Amazon packages. If she's hot, she might not be. She probably isn't. We're talking about celebrity hot chicks.
That's right. Girls that in ladies that we've had crushes on. We've talked about them before, and some that maybe we haven't talked about before. And this is just something to have a little bit fun. It's not to go home, turn out the lights, put on some immune.
It might be. Ooh, this is we should have called this ooh volume one.
Ooh, god damn. Ooh.
And as with every list, this is volume one.
Yes.
We'll be back sooner than later with another one.
Yep. No honorable mentions.
No.
So I'm not putting these in order. I'm just going to I like to switch this around so okay. that you have like, TV, movies, you know, ones that you had as a child, one you have now, whatever.
So. The only list I had, the only thing I have in order is my number one, which anybody who's listening knows who it is. So, I mean, it's just the biggest, the least surprising thing in the history of Shout It Out Loudcast Dorm Damage is what my number one is.
All right. So number 10 for me, okay. I'm going to make it nice and easy because she's a Hall of Famer. It's Shout It Out Loudcast Hall of Famer.
Okay.
And that's easy. I want to get it over with so there's no suspense. And that would be Julie Newmar from the Catwoman the original Batman series. There is nothing fucking hotter than her in that outfit. And she's got a beautiful face, too.
Yeah.
When she's not in the costume, I'm just like, you know, she's a long-legged, I guess she was a dancer and a, you know,
And a romancer.
And a dancer and a romancer. But it doesn't work. Put her in that fucking costume.
I thought you were just gonna say put her in that fucking bucket. I thought that's what you were just gonna say.
She a great big fat cat. Yeah, no, I ain't putting her in that fucking bucket.
All right. But it's
just all those gifs and memes of her stretching and bending over and the gaydar test. If you notice Batman as she's bending over,
Batman's got a little bat signal in his tights. Yeah.
The bat signal went up as a little kid. Something was up. And all of a sudden they're like, the fuck brought Eartha Kitt? What the fuck is this?
Meanwhile, Robin's like, hurry up, let's go. Yeah. I don't see anything I like.
And she's always like, oh, get that fucking little nerd out of here, Batman. How many fucking porn scenes will come up because of this? There's some great porns with fucking like the original 66 Batman series.
Oh, well, that'll be another Dorm Damage top 10 parodies. Porn parodies.
Yeah, there's one with her, and I think it's that hot little shit, Tori Black.
Oh yeah.
And she's like banging both of them. Holy threesome, Batman.
My number one porn parody, I think I'll go with Nailin Palin, where they have the guy pretended to be Bill O'Reilly banging Sarah Palin. It's so stupid. All right. We're already off track.
What the fuck? Go ahead. Number 10 to you.
All right, my number 10 is I've always loved her. She's just hot. And everybody knows who she is. Number 10 is Jessica Alba.
Ooh, god damn.
I love like the olive skin, the dark skin, the dark features. She's just hot. That's all I can say. She's just hot.
She was kind of like bootleg Buffy for a while.
Like Buffy?
Yeah, like she kind of came into that after Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Okay.
She kind of tried to be like an action kind of like a young, like, I don't know. It just,
she was super hot.
But she never got into anything big, but whatever it was, people were like, oh, I like her. Yeah, she's hot, man. All right, let's go to number 9. I'm going to fuck around with these things here.
And found out.
Yeah. I mean, there's something about it. You've heard me sing the praises of Law and Order a million times on this show.
Yep.
And my favorite ADA on Law and Order is that raspy Angie Harmon. Oh, especially
Angie Harmon.
Oh my God. She's gorgeous.
Really?
Oh, what is she, ugly or something?
No. I mean, she's not, I don't know if I'd use hot on her.
Gorgeous,
that's okay.
Sexy as hell, fucking legal. Like, I'm an attorney, of course.
I was just gonna say, so you're looking for like that hot attorney role playing.
Yeah, District Attorney McCoy is always like, we gotta work late on this one. I'm sure you do.
Let me take a look at your briefs.
It's always the same thing. I'm always like, dude, how has he not been sued? He has all these smoking women working for him constantly. And of all them, Angie Harmon was my favorite. And then she married that goofball fucking the white fucking cornerback. Remember from the Giants, Jason Sehorn?
Jason Sehorn. Yep.
He fucking proposed to her like on the Tonight Show live. Like a fucking Jesus. You got balls. And she said no, that would have been horrible.
I like the description white cornerback because there's no such thing as white cornerbacks.
Yeah.
He's like the only one.
Him. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, mind you, Tom, you got to get into Instagram. Instagram is your favorite way to keep up with your crushes.
All the hot chicks.
Ooh, I used to love that chick. What does she look like? Oh, my God. Plastic surgery alpha. But Angie Harmon still looks great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Her ex-husband, I think they hang out once in a while. He still looks great. He's fucking Jack Jason.
Oh, yeah.
Love her. And that raspy voice of hers. Oh, God.
Nice. She's
gorgeous.
Nice. All right. Number 9 is one that we both love. Everybody who's listened to this show definitely knows her, and I gotta be careful about how we describe this because I think we're both gonna say the same thing. She's hot. She used to be a little hotter because of a couple reasons here, but I'm going with Nita Strauss. Go ahead, you could say it, or do you want me to say it?
She's got like Hillary Clinton fucking calves now.
I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about
the lips?
The lips. She's still hot, but
fuck are we to complain? I know.
No. We're in the business of passing judgment. That's what we do. All right. That's what we do. She's hot and she's a rock chick. She plays guitar. I mean, all those things. That checks off all the boxes for
when she was in The Maidens.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah.
Now her lips, she's got
the lips are too much. It's too much.
Yeah, that fucking whole Kardashian shit where everyone's, it's all lips, the faces. It's just a fucking, it's the same plastic look on everybody these days.
Which is shocking to me because she's, as far as I'm aware, she's young.
Yeah.
So I don't, I mean, still hot, you know,
the thing that gets me, what they used to call those things that Hillary used to have, not caps,
cankles.
She's the problem I have is she has these Hillary fucking cankles these days. So I can't, my mind, I don't know if she's got swollen feet, and I just think of old ladies that are putting their feet in hot water and they're,
how can
and
they're, the they get fact all swollen. That you're, the fact that you're mentioning Hillary Clinton in the same sentence as Nita Strauss is really kind of fucking ruining my list here.
Just watch, look at any recent photo, and she's got like one leg, she usually has one leg up. And if you look, you're like, God, dude, the circumference around her fucking cankle is bigger than mine. I don't know if it's weightlifting or she's eating a lot of potatoes, all right, but they're so like swollen.
Put
they're
it this way. We will not tag her in this episode.
When I don't
we put
think she's coming on our show.
Okay, no,
soon.
I think so. Again, once again, we're just fucking up future guests.
And don't get me wrong. She's gorgeous, but she is fucking cankles.
All right. Up next. Jesus Christ. Go ahead. What the fuck are we doing?
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shouted Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things KISS. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
All right, from the 80s, I don't think she was like big any. She was on a couple TV shows, but I think she was famous because she was like Miss Universe. Do you remember Sean Weatherly?
I don't know that name.
She had a bunch of posters, always in a swimsuit, like a fucking like scuba gear. And
wait, she had
fucking get.
She had a bunch of what?
Like, what did I say? What did I do? Did I chomp?
Posters.
Oh, when I bought a couple of posters from the 80s. Yeah. Sean Weatherly. I think she was Mrs. Universe. Take a second, look up Sean Weatherly 80s poster. And if you see it, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yep. Got it. Yeah, I don't know the name. Okay. Yeah, I'm looking at it right. I honestly, by name.
She was just gorgeous. A beautiful, beautiful, sexy fucking woman when I was younger in the 80s. Sean Weatherly.
Okay.
And that poster of hers was awesome.
Okay.
That's from the 80s. Yep. You're up, buddy.
All right. Yeah, most of my list is fairly modern. Okay. Fairly modern. Number eight. Her claim to fame at number eight is she probably has the smallest rack on my entire list, which is odd because I don't really like that. Yeah, but she's just, for me, it's her eyes. And number eight for me is Mila Kunis. I love her. I think she's so hot. And the thing that makes her extra hot, she's funny. Like smart ass kind of funny. Like if you've ever seen Forgetting Sarah Marshall, obviously in that 70s show, she's the voice of Meg and Family Guy. I think she's so hot. I love her. Love her.
Yeah. Always have. And then you must love that whole movie that she did with fucking The Black Swan with Natalie Portman.
With Natalie. Yeah. She's blazing. She's just so hot.
And yeah. I love her. I think she's smoking hot. Great pick.
Yep.
Very unique look, which is what I like.
Yeah. Agreed. Yep.
Of course.
Yep.
Number seven, you've heard me talking about her many of times. I'll go with a recent pick, and that is the hottest politician you'll ever see. And I think her party just lost, so she's no longer in power. So now she can suck and fuck at the dance club anytime she wants.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
Anna Marin. Oh
yes.
From Sweden.
That's right.
She looks like a hotter Courtney Cox in her prime. Gorgeous eyes, gorgeous. Anybody with blue eyes like that and
ice blue eyes. Yep.
Oh my God. Beautiful smile.
Yep.
Gorgeous thin frame. I love those. Beautiful little tight little body. Professional. You can go to a conference with her and then finger bang her in the fucking elevator. Oh,
in the elevator. Really? Okay. Oh. All right.
You got those briefs?
All right, we'll be back in 5 minutes, folks. We're going to pause.
Yes, the Prime Minister of Finland, Sanna Marin.
All right. My number seven is, we've talked about them before, and thanks to our friend Sonny Pooney, he actually has gotten us.
Dude, you're going to ruin the mood. You just said
he's actually gotten us some 8x10 glossies. And I'm going with, from the Butcher Babies, Heidi Shepherd.
She's hot.
Blazing hot. Any chick who could look like that and scream and just go crazy and have like red hair 1 minute, blonde hair the next, just blazing. That's all I can say.
She's always putting up like workout videos.
Oh, it's incredible. Like
fucking bending over.
Hot rock. Hot. Hot rock chicks. Ah, I'm a sucker for them.
Yeah, I'm like, you know exactly what you're doing putting these videos up.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Yes. Oh, my God. She is gorgeous.
Yes. Yep.
All right. Number six. I'm going to go with a favorite of mine from the 90s.
Okay.
Still smoking hot. And all around talent, gorgeous, everything. Oh, Jewel.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Even with that snaggle tooth, she's still hot.
Yes. Yes. Oh. You got to if you got a little foreskin there, you got to watch out. It's going to get caught there. She's a smoke show.
And then
gorgeous body now, too, still.
She had that second career as a Hallmark Channel actress doing Hallmark movies.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
She needs to be doing some porn. Oh my God. She is hot, Jewel.
Is Snaggletooth a porn genre? Can you search for that?
Sanna Marin, I've noticed she's got almost like baby teeth on the bottom. A couple of them they're all white, but they're one's pointing to the North Pole, the other one's to the east.
Yeah,
bottom.
I'm not sure Europe has gotten Invisalign.
They don't have a dental plan.
They're
not known for their dental plan.
No, Delta Dental is not operating out of the European Union.
No. All right, brother, you're up.
All right, my number six. She could have been ranked higher, but it was tough for this list here. Just blazing hot. Huge rack. She's older. She still looks young, but she's smoking hot. Again, dark hair, dark features. Salma Hayek.
Oh, God. All I got to say about Salma Hayek is, do you remember the first time that you saw fucking Dusk Till Dawn?
Dusk Till Dawn, yeah.
And she came out, yes. And you're like, who? Like,
who the you didn't fuck?
Prepare. Yeah, nope. You're not prepared for it. You have no. First of all, the movie just throws you off because it looks like the best gangster movie, and all of a sudden you're like, what the fuck?
It's a fucking vampire movie, yeah. Right?
And then she comes out, and you're like, yep. What the fuck is this woman?
Yep. Blazing. And she she is a stunner to this day. Just insane.
Gorgeous. Yep. Gorgeous.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good pick, Tom. So I want to kind of, again, I'm trying to hit a bunch of different genres and make sure that I get everybody in here. And a woman that I love, because it's, if you have the like gorgeous eyes like this, I'm lost. I can't get enough. From Mallrats. And ooh, okay. Meet Joe Black. Not Meet Joe Mama.
Meet Joe Mama. I don't think anybody's gonna be on a list making
Claire
that.
Claire Forlani.
Oh, dude. Oh, my great God. Pick. That just is a that's
the
a
most
dark horse.
Gorgeous face. That whole like coffee scene she does with Brad Pitt.
Great pitch. You get
the, even as a guy, I get like butterflies if you have a girl like that kind of flirting that with you. And you walk out, and you're like, shit, should I call her name? Should I ask her? Like, and you're walking apart, and then you get hit by a fucking taxi. But,
yeah, she's beautiful, beautiful,
and,
beautiful.
And in Mallrats, dude, you're like,
yeah,
you're good fucking pick. Around. That's your girlfriend. She is gorgeous, still gorgeous to this day.
Yep. She's a great pick. Beautiful, beautiful. All right. My number five is a little tiny bolt of lightning of a package.
Okay.
But 5 feet tall, 100 pounds, blazing hot. The wrestler.
Oh,
Alexa Bliss. Oh, yeah. Oh my God. Her eyes could stop a train. I fucking love her.
Yep.
She's so small, but she's, I think that's what makes it even hotter. She's like this tiny little thing, but she's such a badass.
And so it's funny because when she puts on those blue things, streaks to make her eyes look huge.
Incredible.
You're like, she looks so fucking insanely hot.
Yep. Yep.
But then when she is natural and take a natural photo without makeup and stuff, and she's
beautiful.
Smiles.
She's still beautiful.
Like,
yeah.
You have like the most gorgeous face.
Yep. Yep. Love her.
Wow.
She's incredible.
Yeah, she's just out of this world. So if you're going to do that, then, Tom, I got to jump in and grab a wrestler as well.
You have no wrestlers on your list?
Oh, I do. I'm just saying, like, I'll throw one out.
All right.
Too.
Okay. Go ahead.
And that is the bozo Brock Lesnar's wife. And that is Sable.
Yes. Great pick.
Do you remember when Sable came out and all of a sudden she's in Playboy and stuff? And great she had that one pick. Fucking scene she does with Jerry the King Lawler, and she's got like handprints painted on her tits so that she could be out there. What a body, but more importantly, what like a gorgeous face. There was a part where she came back in the 90s or the 2000s and she was like hitting on Tori Wilson, and I'm like, what the fuck lesbian fantasy is this? Sable and Tori Wilson?
That I thought you were going to say Tori Wells. Jesus Christ. Tori Wells. Fuck. Yeah.
But Sable for wrestling? Oh, my God.
Nice. Yeah. Good pick. All right. My number four is... she's so hot. Big, giant, natural
big jugs.
Big jugs. And thank you, Sports Illustrated Swimsuit. I love this chick to this day still. I'm going Kate Upton at number four. Oh, God.
To me, she's beautiful. I'm not like, she's not like sexy to me. I don't know.
I think because her rack is so big, but it's like natural, and it's like, it doesn't like, it's like almost misproportioned. I don't know. It's hard to
but
explain.
She's just got a cute face and body smoking, but I'm she's more beautiful to me than like, again, who the fuck am I to talk? Right.
Yep. I know.
When we're comparing it to all these people here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, I'm going to go my number three. I might as well get it over with before I miss out. And that is Sarah Michelle Gellar. I'm going to say Buffy because I've seen her in other stuff.
I cannot believe that wasn't number one for you.
Well, I'm not going, I'm not ranking them like that, but I'm like,
oh, okay, that's true. Before. That's true. Okay.
I'll call this pick Buffy. I grew up watching the show. Just.
Yep.
You know, and then she started getting older. She started wearing the leather pants and fighting people. Yep. And smoking. Just such a hot chick. If you had Buffy as your girlfriend in high school and college. Oh,
yeah. God. She's great. She's great.
Dude, you would have just been banging her all day long.
She checks off that like cute and hot. That's a tough trick to pull off. Like being hot and cute.
You'd be drained of all semen.
Oh, you'd need a wheelchair. You'd need a wheelchair to get to school. You'd be able to
banging
walk.
Her every day.
Yeah. You'd be empty.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Number three. This could have been number two, but I'm going with longevity. Didn't get her to number two. And I follow her on Facebook and she's posting stuff all the time.
Oh, yes. Loved when they do that.
She's still so hot. She actually posted a thing. I think it was today. About like some of her best Playboy covers that she ever did. And I was like, God damn, she was on a lot. I still love her. Carmen Electra at number three for me.
Oh, she's still beautiful.
Oh my God. In those eyes, not to mention the body, just incredible. Always loved her.
The thing that's amazing about her is like what usually people find like the bombshell is the blonde. And that's what she was following. She was following fucking Julie McCarthy, whatever her name is. And that's the blonde with the big tits and stuff.
Yeah.
And here comes a non-blonde.
Yep.
And you're like, holy bitch, she became hotter than fucking her. Julie McCarthy, whatever the fuck her name is.
I loved her too, but she's a fucking crazy broad now. So
yeah.
Her craziness kind of ruins her hotness.
Yes, yes. And I'll never forget. Our friend Chris, when he was doing like some sort of VH1 show and they were doing a countdown and Chris was talking about her and like being like, you know, talking about that fucking like picture of her when she's like on the toilet and her fucking panties. Yeah. He's like, what the fuck? I agree with him completely. I was like, oh, my God. Chris Jericho, the wrestler, knows like pop. I'm like, that is so true. Yep. Like, that is not a good look. Why would you do that?
Yeah, that is not an attractive look.
Yeah, it's not the image I want to think of when I think
no,
of
it. No.
And she's like struggling.
It's like that Seinfeld episode where like his naked girlfriend is trying to open the jar of pickles. Like, All right.
Number two for me. And I'm going to stay in the Law and Order franchise, but this one with SVU, I've told you about her. She was in a movie recently with fucking her brothers. That movie that about the, what is it? Block Island Sound. That's Michaela McManus.
Oh, she's a
Rhode Island neighbor. She was an ADA on Law and Order SVU for a little bit. She's does a bunch of TV movies. She was in You season three. I watched it and I'm like, no, what the fuck?
She's hot. Good call. Yep.
Love her. Her beautiful, beautiful green eyes. And when she was on Law and Order and she was only on there for like half the season, all it was is her in fucking like professional suit, her hair just slicked back and these gorgeous eyes almost look like the background singers. For fucking Addicted to Love.
She had
her hair back.
Yep.
And these piercing green eyes.
Nice.
Just fucking amazing. I love her. She's a Rhode Island native. And doesn't do like sexy shit. Doesn't do like a lot of gratuitous shit. Too bad. But she's awesome. And she looks a little bit like that fucking basket case that is... The director lady that is with the guy from Saturday Night Live, Jason Sudeikis' ex-wife. What the fuck's her name? And she's hot, too. Yeah, and she looks a little, her and Olivia Wilde a little like, I think Michaela's way more prettier. And she's fucking actually a nice person. I'm like fucking psychopath. Nice. So Michaela McManus is number two for me.
All right. My number two is a legacy act on my list. Mm-hmm. She's still. She's still pretty to this day. It's time is kind of getting in the way.
Not being kind? Is that what you're
saying? No. I'm not going to say not being kind. She's for her age, she still looks great. She likes women now, which is totally fine with me. Yeah. But I'm talking 80s, late 80s, Samantha Fox.
You loved her.
Oh, God damn.
I was never really into her. I always found her to be a kind of like a bootleg Madonna.
But she was another one, kind of short, big rack. Plus, she had songs. She wrote.
She was a little bit. She was in the ass.
Yes, but she had Naughty Girls Need Love Too, Touch Me. Oh, fucking fantastic.
Yeah, I saw her pop up recently, but I've seen some pictures. She don't look good.
Yeah, there's not a lot of tread left on that tire.
No. All right, number one. I think I fucking screamed for hours when she followed my personal Twitter page, and I follow her constantly. She does a lot of, she's very left-leaning politically now. But when she swung open that door on the Fall Guy, there is nothing hotter. That poster, it's even in Home Sweet Home video. Heather Thomas was the hottest probably chick in the 80s.
Yeah.
Fucking blows away Heather Locklear. Had a smile, just long legs.
Yep.
Gorgeous, just fucking smoke show. When that part of the song comes in, I don't know how many times I've heard the Fall Guy theme, and it ain't for a fucking Lee Majors singing it. It's for her swinging open those
saloon doors. They're just incredible. Oh. Yep.
Gorgeous. Heather Thomas.
Yep. In the least
possible Hall of Famer.
Possible. Yeah. In the least surprising number one of any list we've ever made for me is my girl that I brag about. She's part of my Twitter profile. I retweet and post pictures all the time. The great Britney Spears. Now, I'm not talking about current day meth teeth Britney Spears, who needs some kind of intervention. The poor thing. I love her to death, but that poor thing is a fucking wreck right now, and it's breaking my heart that gorgeous, incredible woman looks like she looks like an extra from like Breaking Bad. Now I can't fucking stand it.
Police would use her older videos when she first came out as entrapment for dirty old men.
Oh. Dude, you go some of her video, but even when she became of age, some of her video, oh God, she's just so fucking hot.
The little fucking schoolgirl outfit dancing, humping the ground. What are you doing? What are you doing? It's illegal to be doing that.
And it breaks my heart when I see stuff from her on Twitter, and her, I'm like, ugh.
Oh, there was times she was coming at
herself
when she was all bald and fucking her taco was out in the limo.
Fucking crazy Britney. Yeah, we're talking like 2002 and backwards, pretty much.
Hey, I'm going to get drug tested, and I'm like the biggest pop star in the world, so I'll just shave my head.
Ah, poor Britney. She just needs a little shout out loudcast love.
Oh, Tom, I have about 50 others.
So do I.
Yeah. So, but this is a good start.
Yep.
Guys, tell us what you think of this list. Tell us yours and keep it clean, would ya?
Yeah, no porn stars. That's cheating. Everybody likes porn stars, so stay away from that.
Exactly. Well, till next time, peace out, Girl Scout.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.